In this video, we're going to walk through creating a simple build in Visual Studio Team Services. I'm back in Visual Studio Team Services homepage for my project. I'm in the build demo project here. And I have a build link that I'm going to click on. That's going to take us to the build interface where we can start to create a new build. This is the new build system in VSTS or TFS 2015, which is completely different. It's all web-based. And it's a lot different than what we used in 2013 or 2012 TFS. So the first thing I want to do to create a build is to go over here to this plus and click on the green plus. It's going to bring up what they call the new build definition window. And you can see here that I have a few options. I can do a Windows platform, Universal, or Visual Studio, Xamarin for iOS or Android, even Xcode. In my case, we're going to just create a simple Visual Studio build. Then it's going to ask me about the repository, and most people wouldn't think that Microsoft would work with other repositories besides Visual Studio Team Services, Team Project Repository, but we use GitHub, remote GitHub, Subversion. So in this case, I'm just going to work with the Team Projects build demos repository, which is in this case the Visual Studio Team Services. And I got the ability to turn on continuous integration. And what that means is basically every time code is checked into Visual Studio Team Services, once it gets checked in and completed and committed is done, it's going to then run a build to make sure that it all compiles successfully. We'll talk more about those types of options in future videos, but for now, let's just go ahead and select our default queue. This is our hosted queue. This is the one that's associated with Visual Studio Team Services. I'm going to select create, and this will go about and create a brand new build definition for us. We'll, of course, have to give it a new name. So let it do its work here. And you can see it's actually created a new build definition for us. And there's some options available to us that got installed here, not just the Visual Studio build, but also came along for the ride as a step to do testing. We have copying files, publishing artifacts, NuGet installer. So you can see there's a lot more to it than just a simple build task that gets created. The first thing I want to do is go over here to this path to solution on the Visual Studio build. So I'll select Visual Studio build. I'll go solution here and basically point to the solution that I want to build in my source control. And at that point, I can save the build. We'll just call it demo build. Save that. And now we have our demo build. That's really all I need to create a simple build at this point. I could run this thing, and you can see if I go to queue build, it's going to ask me what queue do I want to use. I'm going to use the hosted queue. We have some other options, a Mac pool or a new pool. We're just going to use the hosted pool because that is the one associated with VSTS or Visual Studio Team Services. You can see we have the source version here if we needed it, or a shelf set name. Those would become a shelf set name would be used if we were going to do like a continuous integration or a gated check-in type of build. And then the build configuration, we're going to do a release to any CPU, and we're going to select OK. It's going to go through, and it's going to wait for the available agent. It sees an agent, and here we go. We're running a simple build. It's requesting an agent from the hosted pool, so that pool can create multiple agents, and it's going to go find an agent that's available for this type of a build, and it will start the build process. And again, if there was a watch my video on pools, queues, and agents, you'll see how we actually set up that agent, how we set up that pool, and put it all together so that we could actually do the build. Starting the build, now it's executing. And you'll see the steps here on the left side, all the things it's going to go through. So there's your NuGet restore, the build solution, test assemblies, then again, your symbol paths, publishing, copying any files to the staging, and then your artifact drop. So we've gotten the sources at this point successfully. We're going to go in and do the NuGet restore. And again, you can click on any one of these steps in the log, and it will show you actually what took place in that particular step. So for the NuGet restore, we can see here's what happened here. As it goes through, it built the solution. So we see it build the solution right here. Then it's going to run any tests that may be available. And you go through here, and in total tests were 3. It passed 3, 0 failed, 0 were skipped. So now it's doing the publish paths for the symbols and copying files, and now pushing the drop down into a drop location, in this case, the server. And we will walk through more of these. So we succeeded. We're good. Let's go back to the build here, edit it. And we will go through a lot of these options up here, the options, the repository variables, all these different features up here. We'll walk through those and these build steps in more detail in future videos. Thanks for taking your time. And that's it.